Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Coming up right now is we're going to talk about recent purchases. This was one of these books was covered in the Collector's Corner with Kyle, but I'm going to mention it here because I just completed something I went down a rabbit hole with. These are books that came from. Let me think of what collection this was. Oh, this was the retiree collection. This guy's like in his 60s. He was a pull box customer for many years, loyal customer to this LCS that I go to. And he decided his kids don't want the comics. He doesn't know what to do. You know what he's going to do with them. So he kind of made a deal with Ed, and he's going to sell his collection in increments. And some of the books that he got and that you'll be hearing me talk about is Iron Man. I didn't expect to go down this rabbit hole, but having the mentality that I have, I was able to get Iron Man number one. It's for very, very cheap with my discount. And when you have a 50% discount on a VG copy of Iron Man number one, I couldn't pass it up. I decided to go for 2 through 10, so I'd have the first 10 issues of Iron Man. So now I have the first 10 issues of Iron Man, which I didn't expect to get. I am really happy that I got these books. Real excited to have them in my collection, even though it's a rabbit hole. I don't usually go into the Marvel rabbit holes, but you're gonna see me go down them occasionally because I'm like the dog in that cartoon that's a squirrel. You know, I lose my attention a lot. While I was at it, I also had the opportunity to buy a really key Iron Man book, and I think this book is only gonna get higher in value, so I decided to grab it as well with my discount. It's Iron Man 55, which is the first appearance of Drax, first appearance of Thanos, first appearance of the Blood Brothers, so many different characters, first appearance, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to add it to my collection. So, yeah. The cover for Invincible Iron Man is so iconic, and this is a cover that I look at every day I go to work because I buy the Marvel Vintage calendars. They're amazing calendars because they make posters out of it. And inside of my cube, I decorate it with these vintage calendars after the year is over. I tear them off. You know, they have perforations where you could tear them off and put them in the poster. And I look at it every day, so it was something that I had to have. It's a very iconic image of him on the cover, and I absolutely love it. I'm glad I picked it up. Number two has Enter the Demolisher. It has a weird-look generic robot going over Iron Man and some red-headed girl. Could be Pepper Potts. I don't know. I haven't read the issue. Issue number three is My Friend, My Foe, The Fearsome Freak. This guy looks like some kind of cult dude holding the red head over. It could be Pepper Potts again. Not sure. Number four has Unconquered is the Unicorn. Number five is Frenzy in a Far-Flung Future. This guy looks really odd. I have no idea who he is. Number six is Vengeance Cries the Crusher. Really cool cover. Number seven is Cry Gladiator. I know Gladiator very well from the Daredevil comics because it is the one Marvel comic that I'm working on completing the whole run on. And in a future episode, you'll hear me talk about another one. Issue 9 features the Hulk, and it's called There Lives a Green Goliath. I don't really think this Hulk is the real Hulk. I think it's android, but we will see. Issue 10 is Once More the Mandarin, a really cool cover of Iron Man coming from above and attacking the Mandarin. And then there's also some colorful characters in the background shooting him at his armor, and looks like one of them's tossing a robotic grenade of some sort. And we already talked about 55. So that was the purchases for Iron Man. You will see in the next episode that I went down that rabbit hole just a little bit further, and we'll talk about it then on a future episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. So now let's get to our books. Okay, now let's get to the weekly breakdown. So we got books for week beginning 215 to week ending 221 2016. Again, five is I love it, four is I really like it, three is I like it, two is I did not like it, one is I hated it. So here we go. We had 33 comics that week. We had one Valiant, two Marvel, one Legendary, 29 DC. Again, as I stated in the last few podcasts, I w really went really hardcore DC heavy on these books, and it's because I've been in the mood for them, and plus of the Batman podcast. So let's start at the bottom. Three out of fives, we got Robin, Son of Batman, four through six. This is Patrick Gleason. Not really digging this title. Like there's glimpses. Like I'll read like four pages, and I'm saying like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, I like this. And then I read the rest, and it's like mediocre, and it all balances out to a three out of five. So that's Robin's Son of Batman, four through six. We have Ambush Bug, Year None, number two. I remember number one, I laughed out loud. Number two, not so much, but it did have some cool moments. Ambush Bug is a parody, basically, about the comics industry, so I enjoy it. I think I still need to pick up the next four, three through six. I think it's a six-issue miniseries. We got Blood of the Demon number 10. This was the John Byrne Blood of the Demon series. This was Ble Demon was transported back to the Wild West, and they had to uncover a mystery there, and it was pretty good. And at the end of the issue, they're teleported back, so that was a four out of five. We got Batman 229. This was a random issue that I selected for Gotham by Geeks, and it was pretty good. The Robin backup was a political college issue episode, and the other one was like a ESP episode where Batman just happened to be randomly driving in the middle of nowhere and find this girl running, and it turns out that he was called telepathy by the girlfriend's boyfriend who was bidding. He was getting hijacked by a cult of ESPers because of his abilities, and they actually captured Batman and thought he was the chosen one that had ESP. It was a pretty fun tale. We had Simon Dark 6 through 7. This was the Steve Niles Gotham tale about. It's kind of like an Edward Scissorhands in Gotham, but not with Scissorhands. It's more of a mystical being. But it reminds me of a guy that was pieced together by, various body parts and then, put together like Edward Scissorhands was. I'm gonna have to pause here real quick, and I'm back from the little pause. So we were talking Simon Dark, and this one was a bizarre one because there was an organization that was like they put like demonic stuff in the soap, and people would buy this soap in Gotham, and then they'd start washing themselves, and they'd become possessed, and then all hell was breaking loose. So it's like some criminal organization is putting demons in the soap. It's bizarre but really cool story. That was Simon Dark. We had Robin. We are Robin number six. This is just a phenomenal series, and as you see, it's always a four out of five or five out of six, or five out of six, five out of five. It only is getting better for me too. So these issues are probably my favorite Batman title overall. Like Dark DK3 is a close second, and it was first, but as I've gone on, this issue has taken over. Next we got Cops and Criminals. This is where the guy goes undercover and has to go to prison. It's by Legendary Comics. Really well told tale. He's so deep undercover though that it gets a little convoluted and confusing, but I'm still enjoying it quite a bit. Then we got a JSA Classified. This is an oldie but goodie. Well, not too old, but in the 2000s and stuff. This was the one issue I was missing, and it was an Hour Man, and it had to do with the drug that Hour Man takes, and Venom was after it, so he went after the father and the son, and it involves Venom, and it's really cool. It's a really cool story arc. I really liked it. And then this is the second read of Faith. I liked it more than the first time, and I did it for the Valiant Versus podcast. If you're interested, I would highly recommend to give a Valiant Versus a try on the Geek Brunch podcast network. And see what I did with comparing Faith to Poison Ivy, which is the next one, Poison Ivy Cycle of Life number one. I read that twice, so I can do a comparison contrast in Valiant Versus. Poison Ivy was amazingly good. I was really surprised. Amy Wu killed it. It was really good. Black Panther number 8, that was Jack Kirby. This was for the Retrocast. Awesome story. It talks about his actual relatives while he's off on an adventure when he picks up some criminal masterminds in the middle of the ocean. Really cool art, really cool splashes. I really loved it. Robin, Son of the Batman. This one was a really good one. This had to do with the Nobody, and this was better than what I had read down below. I like when they focus on Talia. I like when he's back in Gotham. This was a tie-in into the Robin War, and that's why I liked it a lot more. It was a little more grounded. And the next one is We Are Robin, also a Robin War tie-in, and Grayson 13 through 15. It was the build-up to Robin War, including Robin War, and then Robin War number one and two. This was a really cool event in which Gotham outlawed anybody wearing the Robin symbol, in because of what was going on. Kids were dying. There was some corrupt politicians in the mix of everything, and it involved all the Robins. And it was a really cool story. It was a beginning and end by Tom King, and then all the other teams did their part. And it wasn't like one of those series where you could miss these. There were some tie-ins that you could miss, like in Teen Titans and other ones that I didn't read, but they were auxiliary titles, indirectly. Gotham Academy, Teen Titans. I think there was one other one, but these ones right here, these were like hardcore. You had to read like part one and then jump to the part two, part three, and then part four. So it was very important to read them in order. Very sequential, very cool story arc. We have Man of Steel number 3. This was a pick by Russ on the Geek Gotham by Geeks podcast, and I read it, and it was really cool. It was the first team up of Batman and Superman in comics after Crisis on Infinite Earths. Very cool, really cool storyline. Next is Detective Comics 475 and 476. That was The Laughing Fish. That was really good. Engelhart, and such a good story. It's kind of goofy though, reading it now. There's some weird shit that happens in this storyline, but it's a really cool Joker series where he kind of poisons the fish with Smilex, if you will. And he wants to copyright it, so he goes to a patent lawyer to copyright his stuff. It's just really bizarre. Then we got Batman 569 and 570. This was I liked it slightly more because maybe I hadn't read this. Mike W. Barr and Alan Davis, another Joker storyline that involved Joker wanting to turn Catwoman bad again, because at this point he believed she was brainwashed to help Batman, and that's when she was in the purple dress and all. And it had Dr. Moon, who also shows up. He's an obscure character, but he reverse engineered a CAT scan basically to put Catwoman under and turn her evil again. So that was kind of really bizarre, but it was fun. And this is where Batman was calling Robin chum a lot, and Robin was actually in this really bar, and he was picking up on hookers, and it was just he was in a bar, and they said, "What would you like to drink? I'll have a glass of milk." It's just some really cool stuff. So, if you want to hear us talk about all these books, Man of Steel, Detective Comics, and Batman 229, please check out Gotham by Geeks. I host it with Daryl Taylor, Chris Campbell, and Russell, and his last name is Latham. So, we kind of call him Russ L because that's his account, but you could check that out. And then I also read Superman Batman number 2. This is the Jeff Loeb tale, with the McGinnis art, and this is my second read. I was trying to read some of this stuff, just at least the first or second arc, just to get prepared for the movie, and really enjoyed it. It actually hit the top of the 4 out of 5s. So the 4 out of 5s went from Blood of the Demon to Superman Batman number 2. And then we get to the 5 out of 5s. We had a lot of them. And we had Power Man and Iron Fist number 1. I thought this series, while the art was a little weird, the more I read it, I said it fit this book. The storyline was Danny and Luke at their prime, and it dealt with the Tombstone and them not wanting to form their heroes for hire again, but getting involved in a situation where they may have to, or at least be teammates again, because Luke is kind of like, I'm a family man now. I think Danny's ready to get back into the adventures, and but Luke is more like, I gotta take care of my wife and kid, you know. Really good series, especially if you're a fan of these characters. You'll feel like it's putting on a nice warm set of slippers, and it's stuff that you've seen before, but it's done in a really well modern take on them, and really cool. And it doesn't throw out history. This is a build on, at least from what I could tell so far with this one issue. Birds of Prey number 90. This is the Savant part ending. He had thrown the spider off the building, and this is trying to keep Spider alive, try to get him to a hospital. And features Deathstroke, and he attacks the Birds of Prey while this is happening because of Calculator hired him. Calculator kind of goes nuts after this because he sees Oracle's face everywhere. Black Canary plants one, like a big kiss on Batman, unsuspecting kiss, just to see what he kissed like. And everybody's like, what was it like? It's like kissing a vampire with less slobber. And she said, no, just kidding. It's more like kissing the principal in detention. And it's Huntress getting like some kudos from Batman as well, which was really cool to see because he's always been hard on her. And she gives him a list of mafia names because she kind of took over the family. And he was really against it. But Birds of Prey number 90 is top notch. Gail Simone, really good series. And then We Are Robin 4 through 5 and number 8. I loved it. I think number 8 was the first appearance of Johnny. God, I can't remember his last name. But he's this new, like, you have the Joker's daughter. He's kind of like the Joker's son, but not really. This poor kid couldn't form facial expressions, so his parents had a surgery done on him. And since this surgery was done, he kind of went wacko and has been in and out of juvenile centers, like prisons for kids. And he finally gets out, and his parents really don't want him back. And it gets really dark. It takes a really dark turn for the worse. But like I said, I'm loving these characters. 4 and 5 were ties into the Robin War, I believe. And I just really loving this book. It's so good. It was either that or 7 was the four and five were the build up to Robin War. Seven was Robin War. And then eight was the story of Johnny Bender. Oh, if this character becomes anything, like, he could be big. And this could be, like, the first appearance of this character in Origin, which could be huge as far as in the collectability market. But I highly recommend We Are Robin. And I think that's it. If you want to reach me on Twitter, I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. You could leave an iTunes review on iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate it. Help spread the word by retweeting the podcast. And you can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com if you want to go the email route. You can go to Facebook and follow all the episode threads there. It's under Geek Brunch Podcast. You'll see Geek Brunch Retro there, Mike M's Weekly Reads, Valiant Verses. They're all posted on that thread. On that Facebook page, and you could comment there if you'd like to get in touch with me or any of the other hosts of the other podcasts. And website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.